Caller, you on the air?
Yes, sir.
This is Gabriel, right?
Yes, sir.
Hold on 1 second, man. Let me give you the clap, man. We're so glad to have you on the show, man. Hold on 1 second. So Gabriel, listen, man. It is a pleasure to be able to sit down and talk with you, man. I did some research, and I got to give Rashad a shout out. First of all, I want to know, how do you know this guy, man? Because this guy know everybody, man.
Well, actually, we connected through a mutual friend of mine named Rob Crunk out of Rome, New York, who is a friend of Rashad's. And Rob's been kind of following my career for a little while and thought that the connection with Rashad would be a good connection. So we connected through Rob, and, you know, since then we're trying to plan some big things coming up, man. So I'm looking forward to staying connected with him, definitely.
Yeah, he's a good guy, man. So listen, like, I got you calling in. I got 15 minutes. And the thing about it is that, my guy, you're worthy of 45 minutes to an hour interview. Like, I started doing research on you, and I just couldn't believe the amount of material and the amount of substance there is to you as a person. So I told Rashad, I said, listen, man, what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to get him on the air. We're going to talk for a few minutes, but if you could call back again next week so we could finish, I don't have enough time to cover everything that you've done and that you are doing. I'm just being honest, bro.
You know. No problem.
So, I mean, right now, what I want to do right now is I want to talk a little bit about, like, you know, your childhood. We'll talk about the album because I know that's out, and we'll push the album heavy. And if you can call back next week around 4:30, we'll just have more album talk, and we'll just talk about all the stuff that you did and that you're doing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No doubt.
All right, so listen, what I read, and I hope I read the right stuff, man. They said that you kind of grew up in Central Ohio, but you were from Rome, New York, and you just mentioned Rome, so I think I'm right on the right trail, right?
Yeah.
And it said that you became a dad as a teenager.
Yeah, man.
Talk about
15
that.
15 years old.
So How old?
I was 15 when she got pregnant, man.
15, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, I grew up in church, man, so, like, mm-hmm. my parents, they were definitely, you know, talking about being abstinent until you're married and everything
yeah.
else. So, you know, that's what I grew up on. And right around the age of 15, man, I just kind of strayed away and started doing my own thing. So I ended up getting this girl pregnant at 15. She had the baby when I turned 16. And he's 15 now. So
okay, yeah.
it's been a journey, man.
Oh, okay.
That kind of led to me, like, leaving church and just going out into the streets and doing my own thing.
But you know what? And yeah, you did have some times out in the street at a young age, and I think that was one of the things that made you so intriguing to me. You know what I mean? Like, if it was a guy, and don't get me wrong, but if it was a guy that grew up in church and just is doing what you're doing, I still would be intrigued. But the fact that you did stray away, and can you talk to me about the Facebook message that you got that kind of, you know, put you back on the path to go back into doing that?
Yeah, man. So basically, like, when I was in the streets, you know, I started off 15 years old out there in the streets. I left home, and I was actually on my own. I would stay with different friends and, you know, cousins and stuff like that, but pretty much I was fending for myself since I left home. And, mm-hmm. You know, just getting caught up with a whole bunch of different things, I got really cold, you know, really cold-hearted. And so being involved with everything, you name it, you know what I'm saying, I would see people from church, and they would try to reach out to me and talk to me. And my mom, every time I would see her, she would try to talk to me. But I was really, like, hard-headed, I guess you could say, man. It was, like, different experience just gave me a cold perspective of life. And so I felt like I was going to just die doing the things I was doing, you know. And I'm in the streets hustling, you know what I'm saying, and getting caught up in violence and different things like that. And so I had gotten to the place where I felt like I was where I wanted to be, you know, like once you start getting money for real, mm-hmm. and you know, you got the power, you got the females, you feel like you're on top of the world. And so that's where I was actually at. And I got this message from this girl on Facebook who was actually my old pastor's daughter. And she was like, you know what, Gabe, I think that God wants me to give you this message, and I want to be obedient to him. He says, choose you this day who you will serve. And, like, when I got that message, man, it felt like I got hit by a bus, because mm-hmm. it was just, like, this huge blanket of conviction that fell on me, man. Because, like, the things that I was doing, I didn't even see no wrong in it anymore. I just felt like this was life. This is a way of life. You know what I mean? My mind was so adapted to that lifestyle and environment that I wasn't looking at it like, okay, I'm out here doing wrong. I just felt like this was I'm playing the cards that I'm dealt.
Yeah.
And so but at that moment it was like my eyes opened up to like how wrong the things I was doing were. And basically, like, I felt like if I was to die in that moment, it wouldn't matter how much money I had, it wouldn't matter how many females I had and how many friends and how much respect or power or fear that I'm bringing in the streets. It's like the only thing that would matter was whether or not I was right with God. Mm-hmm. And so at that moment, everything else seemed, you know, to be less of a priority. The highest priority became my relationship with God. And so that led to me giving my life to God, man. And ever since then, that's kind of what I've been on, just trying to live my life dedicated to living for God.
See, didn't I got my cousin here. She's my co-host. Cuz, didn't I tell you this is deep?
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you that this is something that we can't take 15 minutes to talk about?
Yeah.
I'm reading and I'm going like, oh, man, I need this guy.
I know, I'm just listening, play by play, just listening.
But I did my homework, right, Gabe? I did do my homework.
You did good.
But so what I want to do, man, like I said, we got, what, 7 minutes, man. So what I want to do is first, let's talk about your album quickly. I want to play your song on the way out. I did play it earlier, and I like it a lot. You know what? We played the song Stop. And is that your real mom talking in there?
Yeah, man. The crazy thing about the song Stop was, you know, I moved away from home about 3 years ago. I moved to Columbus. And so I've been in Rome for 27 years of my life and then moved to Columbus. So I've been out here for almost 4 years now. And okay. My mom called me one day about 2 years ago. She called me and she just left that voicemail. She was listening to my first album, and I guess one of the songs really spoke to her, really inspired her. And she was so moved that she decided to call me to encourage me. But I didn't answer the phone, so she left a voicemail. And that voicemail, I actually saved it and chopped it up and put it on the song. So that's authentic. That wasn't planned or anything. She left a voicemail, and I was inspired to make a song from it.
And it was crazy, too, because when I was listening to it, I was like, either this is his mom or this is a really good skit, because it sounds like a mom, like, literally talking to her son, you know. And I was like, oh, I'm digging this, man. So let's talk about Signs quickly. Like, talk about the process that you went through, some of the songs that myself and my listeners should listen to before next week when we talk to you again.
Okay, cool. Signs, man, that just came from, actually, Stop was the first song off of Signs that was written. And the reason why I wrote Stop is because when I did an interview with the news station out here in Ohio, they called my mom, and my mom was telling them that, like, every night she would cry her pillow wet because she was worried about me. Okay. And I never heard that before until that interview. And so I was moved by that because it really made me think of how my lifestyle was affecting the people around me. And so I figured, you know, now that I'm not living that lifestyle no more, her worries can stop. And so that's where the theme for Stop came from.
Okay.
And the voicemail came, and the rest was history. But I'm like, okay, Stop. And then I got this inspiration to make the album called Signs, because the signs of the time, you know, a sign offers people direction. And then also just the fact that, like, the Bible talks about signs that should follow people that believe. They should have some signs of their faith demonstrated. And so I wanted to tie all of that in, and ended up making that song called Stop. And so going with that same theme, all of the songs on the album are named after signs. So it's One Way, Yield, Stop,
that's
Dead End,
yeah.
No U-Turn. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
So, Yeah, that's just the short version, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, if you listen to One Way or Enter, Dead End, really any song on that album should speak to you.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go do more homework, man. But if you – I'm going to pencil you in for 4:30 next Wednesday if you could do that for me, please. I said, you are really – you're a deep person, and we have some things in common, and we didn't even get to talk about that. But I just wanted people to understand, like, this interview is just going to be so intriguing. One thing I do need you to do, if it's possible, can you go delete one of them people on your page so I can get in?
I got you.
Nah,
I'm going to find one of those fake pages, and I'll delete it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man, I can't even get in, dog. No. But listen, you got any shout-outs or anything before I play your song, before we get out of here?
Man, I just want to shout out Rashad, Barksdale, of course, my dude Rob Crunk, Rome, New York, the whole 315, and Columbus, Ohio, the whole 614. Everybody who supports, I love y'all. Appreciate y'all.
All right, man. So listen, I will talk to you at 4:30 next week, and we're going to have a full interview. Thank you, and I got to thank Rashad. He always gives me great guests, but you might be the cream of the crop, man. It's something special about you because it touches so home, so close to home. So you want to introduce your song?
Sure. Which one are you playing? Stop?
Oh, yeah, play Stop.
Okay. You about to listen to Gabriel Day, Stop, off the new album Signs. Make sure you go grab that.
All right, bro. Be easy, man. I'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate you, man.
All right. One. Because I'm telling you, I like this guy, man. He's good, man. He's real good.
Yeah, he sounds smooth sailing.
Yeah, man. Because give you a shout-out. Shout-out to the home team. Shout-out to Nita. Shout-out to Javen. Shout-out to Avi. Shout-out to Zozo. Shout-out to everybody listening in. Thank you very much. We see you next week.
Yep, shout-out to everybody who's been tuned in. See you next week. Big shout-out to Claire. I got your message. Yes, I can sound very professional, hon.
All right, this is Gabriel Day. Stop, and we'll be talking to Gabriel next week. You heard? Holler.
I was straying, but you kept praying until God came in, and now all of your worries can stop. God's got me, he lifted me from the bottom.
Hey Gabriel, this is your mom, nothing urgent. I just wanted to encourage you and let you know what an amazing instrument God has given you and such a gift and talent. You know, I hadn't really listened to your CD in quite a while, and I put it on the way to work this morning. And I tell you, my soul got blessed so mightily, especially on your testimony, the song that says you say, this is my testimony, he changed me. And I'm telling you, God really blessed my soul.
This song goes out to my mama. You always told me I could be anything that I wanna. I put you through a lot, I apologize for the drama. Them headaches and them heartaches, them long nights you were up late praying, Lord, please keep your son safe. I was wildin' out, no Nick Cannon, just a kid scrambling, trying to flip grams so we could get his hands in that cookie jar. Yeah, I got money, but it took me far down the wrong path, and it don't last, so I probably would've ended up dead or in jail. But that's not my story, so look at God. Life was full of corruption, ran the streets with my cousins, living life in the fast lane on the road to destruction. Tragedy after tragedy, whole family suffering, only making me colder, I wasn't changing for nothing. And every night you would shed tears, crying your pillow wet. And when you tried to share your concerns, I would just get upset. You took a lot of my aggression while I battled depression. Now I'm full of affection and love is my greatest weapon. I was straying, but you kept praying until God came in. And now all of your worries can stop. God's got me, he lifted me from the bottom. I'm on my way to the top. And now all of your worries can stop. I was straying, but you kept praying until God came in. And now all of your worries can stop. God's got me, he lifted me from the bottom. I'm on my way to the top. And now all of your worries can stop. I slap shame on your credentials. A missionary whose son was wasting all his potential, just hanging out with his friends. I called you late one night and told you you'll never see me again, and hung up the phone, but you stuck with me through thick and thin. And I could just imagine how it felt to be worried, crying out to God, cause you don't want your son to be buried. I remember how much you...